tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Santa launches in just 8.5 hours, and there is action aplenty here at the North Pole at this hour. Flight Command is on alert as the final test flight of Santa's sleigh is on final approach to the North Pole. A major winter storm is about to hit the North Pole just as Santa prepares to launch, and the annual airlift of thousands of sleighs has been underway now for hours. Around the world, there is activity as well. Millions of tracker elves are hard at work already, alerting Flight Command of dangers in Santa's path. The North Pole Navy has also been deployed to 4 oceans, and all 5 regional tracking centers are up and operational. But one of the busiest spots right now is out in the elements at the Sleighport, a lonely maintenance shed where a brave team of elves has been in action already for more than a full day. Joining me from the Sleigh Pit crew is Elf Lumpy Doyle. Lumpy, what's it like for you out there?
It's dark, cold, and a little drippy. And, well, I guess a little sweaty.
Explain for our listeners what it is that you guys do.
Well, Operation Airlift, as you talk about on the news, is a work of thousands of sleighs who transport things and people who support Santa on his job. Those sleighs come and go all night. Some taking stuff out, others bringing stuff back in. Our job is to turn them around and get them ready for their next flight.
So you're saying that those thousands of sleighs Flight Command has been launching return for several missions over the course of Santa's flight time?
Yes, most of them do. We welcome them back, change out the pilots and the reindeer, and then prep them for their next assignment.
How long does that take, Lumpy?
Right now, we're averaging about 46 seconds.
Wow, that's stunning. How many elves is it taking to accomplish all that?
We work in teams, so let's see. There's 412 teams with 8 elves to a team, plus a few more. I give it about 3,500 elves working just this little effort alone.
Lumpy, thank you for that report, and good luck to you out there in that weather tonight. These are some of the hardest working elves at the North Pole, folks. Have a hot cocoa in honor of them sometime tonight. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.